Simon says Vov, Sif Aleph. Lot of the half of the sis is Mitalis Elitnim, Talis Acher, Avil Shaloy, Lanichim, Bebegad Acheloy. One is permitted to take the sis of one garment of one talis and put it on another talis. But just to take them off, that's considered a type of Izoin mitzvah. There it's also. Then the second talis doesn't have to be the same size as the first talis, but if it belongs to a cotton, then also one should not do it, because he's taking from a chiyuv d'orais of the cotton to a talis which is chiyuv d'rabbanan. The discussion of taking from a wool talis to a talis of cotton, since some opinion holds that cotton is mid-rabbanan. There are exceptions to the rules, though. Since this whole thing is an Indian of taking off tzitzit that are now serving as a mitzvah for this garment and just removing them, that's a bizoyin. But if he wants to sell this garment to a goy, then he's allowed to take off the tzitzit, since the goy is not going to use it as tzitzit anyway. Or if the garment, the talus, is already worn out, also it's permitted to take the tzitzit off. If he wants to repair the tzitzis, in other words, if some of the strings were ripped, even though still kosher, but he wants to put on full strings, that's also permitted to remove the old ones. If he wants to sell a talis to another Jew, he should not take off the tzitzis, even if the other Jew will put on new ones. But since it's serving its purpose right now, he should not remove them. The Ramah says, "Dafka talis shabachiyuva, mutal hata tzitzis mitalis shamesim." If this garment belonged to a person who's dead, since that garment is not chayv in tzitzis, one can remove the tzitzis from that garment. Simen tez vav siv beis. El yochel kach a knof kamoshu im tzitzis tzitzis ulutofru vebeged acher shen dal kafir vebechem beinon veknof zeh lahoye mibeged zeh b'shas asiyah. To take a corner of a garment with tzitzis on it and sew it on to another garment does not help, because basically the tzitzis on a corner of a garment are not tzitzis of a chiyuv, because there's no chiyuv of tzitzis on a corner of a garment, it's only the full garment. So basically you're taking tzitzis that were put on something that's not mechuyv and tzitzis, and now connected to the second garment, that's considered tasef lo min ha'osad. The Mishnah Berurah brings that he understood in the Shulchan Aruch that this is only if you take a corner from a different garment and you put it on this garment. But if a corner ripped off of this garment and now you want to put it back, if while the corner was ripped off, the beggar still had four corners, in other words, it wasn't ripped off in a fashion that the corner was completely removed, became round, still four corners to the garment when it's ripped off. So the Mishnah Berurah understand that according to the Mechaber, you can put it back on. The Maaseh, we don't pass it that way. Mishnah Berurah himself says one should be machmir. The Chazan Ish said the Mechaber never meant to say such a thing. That if you have something that is tzitzis on a garment which is less than the shear, that's five and tzitzis, those tzitzis are not usable. They have to be opened up, and if afterwards you want to fix that corner onto your garment, then you could put tzitzis afterwards, but not tzitzis that were on the ripped piece of garment while it was detached, because those tzitzis become puzzle, they have to be redone. Simen tez vav siv gimel talis mitzias kilchosus vokul ishtayin b'chol kel yish b'shir satev v'nisha b'chol achz v'hem tzitzias achz ishtayim en ba mishum tasvel anasi. When it has a large talis and ripped in half in the fashion that both halves still have a shear of a talis, and now he wants to sew it back together. So basically, instead of putting on new tzitzis on the talis, he's sewing together two halves of a talis, and each one has it on two tzitzis. So the Mechaber says, in such a case, it is acceptable. It's not considered tasel lomina also, since the tzitzis were made when the beged was kosher, and also when it ripped it apart. When it ripped apart, the beged remained a full size to be kosher. But the Mishnah Berurah says that if one of the sides had less than the full shear of a talus, that the tzitzis on that side are become puzzled, just like we saw before when a corner rips off the garment. In addition to Sif Gimel, that which we said, that if the talus ripped and each half has a shear of a talus, there's no problem with the remaining tzitzis. There are two ways that one can fix it. One way is just leave it as is and add two tzitzis to the other side. That's for sure is kosher, because we don't say that the original two tzitzis became posel when the talus ripped, since lamaisa it remained with a full shear of a talus. In a case where he wants to put the two halves back together, each half had a shear of a talus, they ripped in half, and now he has two tzitzis on this side and two tzitzis on the other side. He wants to connect the two, so basically he's putting them back together again without putting on new tzitzis. So most of the Afreinu hold this is also kosher. The Mishabur brings that there are Yeshayim and the Taz that is Machmir even in this case, since basically he is making new garment without by combining the two halves without putting on new tzitzis, just using the old tzitzis. The Ma'aseh La'alocha we pass that it is kosher, but the Mishabur says that it's a good thing to be Machmir Lechatchila.